Welcome to the La Vista Live podcast series. For more information about MiraCosta High School's award-winning newspaper, visit lavistamchs.com.
There's not really a way to monitor someone's sarcasm.
There really isn't.
Yeah, because you can't have eyes and ears everywhere. Like, I know that North Korea is very protected, but how can it be that, surveillance can't be that relevant in North Korea where it's just, like, the government knows everything.
In recent news, North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un has banned the use of sarcasm in his country. One of the phrases he banned was,
"Oh sure, this is all America's fault."
A phrase normally used to reference Kim Jong-un blaming America for North Korea's problems. Are there any positive uses for sarcasm? And how hostile can a sarcastic comment really be? I'm Sam Rule, and this is La Vista Live.
Like, sarcasm is something that I incorporate into my everyday,
it's just
lingo.
An everyday thing.
Yeah, I just always use sarcasm. I couldn't think of it as something that I would just drop. Because sarcasm to me is it's so normal. So not using sarcasm to get a point across, it's so foreign.
Sarcasm is defined as the use of irony to mock or convey contempt. Living in a culture where humor is centered around irony, understanding and using sarcasm is very important. Sarcasm even tends to act as a language on its own, and for those who don't understand it or use sarcasm are easily noticed.
No, I just didn't get angry at them for not understanding sarcasm, because that's what normal human beings do. They don't understand sarcasm.
While sarcasm can be fun, it's hostile sarcasm that brought Kim Jong-un to ban the bitter remarks from conversation in North Korea. Sarcasm is often the result of insecurity, anger, or awkwardness within an environment, and it can lead to a negative attitude that hurts the user and the receiver.
I do use sarcasm a lot, but in a sense where it's more of a commonly way that you talk to your friends about certain objects, so you can say something mean without actually being mean. And I don't think I could stop because it's just a constant part of my vocabulary. And I think without sarcasm, I would just sound like a really mean person, which is what I actually am. And I don't want to have the truth revealed to the world.
Irony and sarcasm are a big part of teenage culture. It's hard to imagine them actually being banned. However, it's probably a good idea to use less dark sarcasm and keep the snarky comments reserved for the lighthearted banter. This has been Sam Rule with La Vista Live. Tune in next time to learn more about life at Costa, or for more information, visit lavistamchs.com.